Subheading: He will hurl denunciations against the Holy Covenant. In view of past successes of the Roman King of the North in subverting Christianity, and the many available evidences of London's efforts to control Christian sects in modern times, it is inconceivable that Satan the devil would not make every effort to use his earthly apparatus to overreach Jehovah's true servants. But before examining further how the King of the North may have infiltrated Jehovah's Witnesses, next is a brief consideration of other ways in which the Imperial King of the North has acted effectively. After the Second World War, the British Empire was faced with the challenge of a resurgent American King of the South, as well as a rapidly growing New World Society of Jehovah's Witnesses. Thus, the Empire adopted new tactics. It has since of the London oligarchy to not only doctrinally corrupt and control Christianity from within, but also to oppose it philosophically through atheism and paganism. After the horrific destruction of Hiroshima and Nagasaki ushered in the nuclear age, British Lord Bertrand Russell advocated a superpower Cold War standoff between the Anglo-American dyad and the Soviet Union. Bertrand Russell's scheme was intended to terrorize the world into abandoning nationalism and accepting the United Nations as a world government. At the same time as the Red Menace was being exploited and the Cold War was heating up, London's Tavistock Institute set about on a decades-long campaign of mass brainwashing for the purpose of corrupting Western civilization. The newly invented technology of television became a powerful tool in the hands of the London-directed social engineers, not only as a propaganda tool, but as a means to take their version of the Roman Empire's demoralizing bread and circuses policy of population pacification to a whole new level. The Empire was especially threatened by the wave of cultural optimism President Kennedy generated through uniquely American programs like the Peace Corps, and particularly by his commitment to scientific advancement embodied in the Apollo moon mission. But after the mind-jolting trauma of the Cuban Missile Crisis and the assassinations of key American leaders during the 1960s, including President Kennedy himself, the Empire promoted the use of LSD and the drug, sex, rock and roll counterculture in order to mass-induce cultural pessimism and hedonism in their ongoing war against the Renaissance and Christianity. It is no secret that many of the most famous rock stars from the original wave of the appropriately named British Invasion were hedonist, occultist, and even disciples of the depraved British Satanist Aleister Crowley. Concurrent with that, the God is Dead campaign also burst on the scene during the turbulent 1960s and was specifically directed against Christianity, not against pantheism and the gods of the then-emerging New Age cult. The intended result was that much of the cultural and scientific advances by the King of the South, which culminated with men walking on the moon, were effectively reversed in one generation by a wave of paganism, anti-nuclear power hysteria, and anti-science environmentalism in the name of saving Goddess Earth, Gaia. Society was deceived into believing the lie that Christian culture and scientific progress was responsible for ruining the world. So, instead of producing a new generation of scientists, doctors, and Renaissance thinkers, the enemies of civilization effectively mass-induced a form of cultural genocide by attacking the moral foundation of biblical Christianity. Even indirectly, the Imperial King of the North would hurl denunciations against the Holy Covenant and act effectively.